2 Samuel 23, Last Words and Lasting Lives. 1. Opening thought: the book of Samuel is almost finished. Before the story fades, the Spirit lets us sit at David's bedside and leaf through his scrapbook. First, we hear the king's final oracle, VV 1-7. Then we scan a roll call of warriors whose blades kept covenant hopes alive, VV 8-39. Both parts point beyond David to the true Son of David, and they invite us to live as people of promise while our own names are still being written. 2. The Last Words of David, 23:1-7. A. Form and Feel. Verse 1 calls the poem a neum, oracle or utterance. It is the same word used for the sayings of inspired prophets, Num 24:3, Provolati 1, hinting that David speaks now not only as king, but as seer. Hebrew parallelism shapes every line, thought balancing thought like the steps of a pilgrim climbing toward the light. He who rules over men in righteousness, who rules in the fear of God. The imagery is gentle: dawn, sun, rain on grass. After a lifetime of swords, David's last picture of power is life-giving, not crushing. B. Theology in a handful of words. Mashiach Elohei Yaakov, the anointed of the God of Jacob, joins royal title and family story. The king stands in a chain of grace that began with a wandering shepherd. Brit, covenant, in V5 is sure even when the house is messy. David admits his failures, yet God's sworn promise holds. Tzadik, righteous, in V3, is not only moral uprightness, but covenant faithfulness, acting for the flourishing of all under one's care. In David's line, that ideal will reach its peak in Jesus. Isa 9:60-7, Acts 13:34-39. C. Western ears. Often miss ancient Near Eastern kings love to boast of crushing enemies like clay pots. Compare V7. David flips the image. The unjust ruler is the brittle clay, and God's king is morning light. Power, in God's economy, serves life. 3. The Three Thirsty Men, VV 13-17. This brief story interrupts the list of heroes. In a dry cave above Bethlehem, David sighs, "Oh, for a drink from the well by the gate." Three men break through Philistine lines and bring him water. David will not drink it. He pours it out to the Lord. Culture note: pouring a libation was a costly act of worship across the ancient Mediterranean. By turning their gift into an offering, David declares, "Your devotion belongs to God alone. I will not treat it as my private gain." Cross-reference: Paul uses similar language about his life. Poured out like a drink offering. 2 Timothy 4:6. Christian leadership receives sacrifice, but does not consume it. 4. The Mighty Men, VV 8:39. We meet 37 names, some we know: Joab's brother Abishai, Uriah the Hittite. Most we do not. Archaeologists have uncovered sling stones, swords, and Philistine pottery from the very periods these battles describe, lending gritty credibility to the record. Lessons: God's work is never a solo act. The appendix to David's story is a community. Outsiders belong: Ira the Ithrite, Zelek the Ammonite, Ittai son of Ribai from Gibeah of Benjamin. The kingdom was multi-tribal and even multi-ethnic before Pentecost. Unsung faithfulness matters. While the three gain headlines, the 30 hold the line. Medieval preacher Bernard of Clairvaux loved this list. He said greatness in heaven may look more like the 30 than the 3. 5. Echoes through Scripture, Genesis 49 and Deuteronomy 33, Last Words of Jacob and Moses, just before God pushes the story forward. David now stands in that tradition. Psalm 110, Isaiah 11:1-5. Luke 1:32-33, David's oracle sets the theme of the righteous, Spirit-anointed ruler fulfilled in Christ. Hebrews 11:32-34 remembers the unnamed who became mighty in war. 6. A word from the fathers and the reformers. Augustine: David sees Christ in himself and all the faithful in his mighty men. Calvin: government is a gift of God, yet only those who rule in the fear of God are his true ministers. Wesley, in a 1759 sermon on this text: let us pour out every honor we receive, lest we drink the very blood of those Christ redeemed. 7. Practicing the passage. Today reflect, where has God called you to be morning light for others? Whose hidden service could you name and honor this week? Remember, your small act may enter God's great story, even if no one records your name. Respond. Write a note of thanks to a behind-the-scenes servant at church. Offer one costly pleasure back to God as a drink offering, a sign that all gifts are His. 8. Singing the text. Consider the hymn For All the Saints. William Walsham Howe, 1864. It celebrates both famous and forgotten warriors who now rest in light. Sing stanza 3, slowly, picturing David's dawn. O may thy soldiers, faithful, true, and bold, fight as the saints who nobly fought of old. 9. Closing prayer, faithful. God, you kept covenant with David, and through him you brought us Jesus, the true morning light. Shape our leadership into gentle shelter, not hard tyranny. Receive the water of our best efforts. Let it refresh the thirsty world and rise to you as worship. Grant courage to be mighty in the hidden place, content to be remembered only by you. For Jesus' sake. Amen.